And we're back on the Wow Morning Wake Up Crew. Justin and Kelly hanging out with you. A special guest stopped by to visit with us.
Yes, the one and only John St. Clair.
See, I thought it was
us.
The Punisher there for a second with the toboggan he's got going
he's like,
on.
He's like, somebody's at the door.
I was trying to sit up straight with that.
I didn't want to shock you guys too much
away. Cool.
I like it.
With the hair. That
for those on the radio,
colors.
I'm seeing some pink and some purple and a multicolored hair.
Yes, I love
on
it.
On Theater of the Mind Radio.
Right. So. But again, John's here with us. He's going to talk about an up-and-coming book that he's got together, as well as what the center's going on. He started this center in honor of his son. So you want to just kind of because we haven't seen you in like what before
probably
COVID?
A year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah, definitely
too
COVID.
Long.
Yeah, it's
definitely
been way too
COVID.
Long.
We
so
haven't moved, so you know, I'm just saying.
We've still been here. But tell everybody, let's just start with the center first and foremost, how it got started so people know about it.
In the wake of my 14-year-old son's sudden suicide, there was such a huge outpouring from teens in our community. That felt they had no place to go, no one to talk to, the repercussions of speaking out on teen mental health with depression, suicide, anxiety, self-harm. And so we created the Teen Outreach Center to be a center point for them to go to, kind of a jumping off ground for them to find counselors, friends, just to be able to speak out on topics they needed help with, homework assistance, just a multitude of options for them there.
Yeah. And I know it's helped out a ton of kids throughout the time. Now, is there I know that the center used to be close to where the Game Exchange used to be.
Yes.
But where is it now?
Now we are actually in the McMinnville Plaza.
Okay.
Just across
the street above Gary Steele Karate.
Okay.
Right there in the corner, right above them guys. We moved over there just because we liked the facilities and it seemed to work out really well. We, of course, had to shut down because of COVID.
Right.
That made a lot of things very difficult to work during
COVID.
Work
around.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to be back in full swing. Right now, everything's on an outreach basis. Phone call need, appointment need.
Yeah.
We go up there and just meet with kids whenever they need to. Other than that, we don't really do anything in the facility at the moment.
Like physically,
Yeah, physically. We're hoping to change all that here probably like the middle of the year.
Yeah.
Get everything back in full swing. Probably start looking for a big, large building soon.
Okay.
I kind of want to start pushing in a bigger direction.
Yeah.
An actual maybe an activity center.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Video games, big movie screens.
And if they want to, like, do their homework or something.
Homework, just anything they want to do there. There's really nothing too much here.
Yeah.
For kids between, say, 10 and 17, under 18, to just hang out at. And the center has always been more of a, you're here to talk, you're here to get information kind of place.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing a huge need, and a lot of people have asked me questions about that. And I've been, unfortunately, a very avid Facebook reader and watcher and studier. And
observer.
So I'm seeing a tremendous need in that area, so I think I might start heading in that direction.
Gotcha. And speaking of heading in directions, now you're talk about the book. So is it done? Is it published? Is it ready to go?
So the book was very difficult to start and maintain.
Yeah.
It was pushed that I should write a book. From the beginning of Facebook, if anyone was so inclined to go to the beginning of the Facebook and just see how everything developed, from that is when people started reaching out to me telling me that you have the makings of a book. There's a lot of information here that some people may want to have in one collection, so to speak. So I started writing the book, and then it was going to be an information book, you know, pretty much these are the stories of what kids go through and families go through with a lot of ideas and opinions from different genres of life. And then it turned into a warning for kids.
Like warning signs?
A warning of what suicide will actually create.
Oh, like the aftermath?
Yes.
Gotcha.
I started talking to so many kids, and now pretty much spend most of my time helping kids talk to their parents.
Yeah.
That's what all my time is dedicated to now. Helping parents to figure out how to talk to other kids and kids in turn how to talk to their parents.
Situation.
Yes. And I've been to a lot of suicidal situations, a lot of really high anxiety situations with kids, and I found that suicide is sort of glorified. It's sort of glorified that if I go, then everybody will be better off without me. My boyfriend or girlfriend will love me again. My mom and dad won't be burdened.
Yeah.
Nobody will miss
me. People are better off without me.
Yes. Yeah, and it was horrifying how many kids are saying these things to me and some younger adults, 18, 19, and 20.
Yeah.
So that's what the book turned into. It took me a long time to write. I actually wrote a chapter called The Day Of.
Yeah.
And went into horrific detail of the day I found my son.
Yeah.
I had to put a disclaimer in it, and it was very difficult. I had to rewrite it probably 15 times.
This probably was therapeutic, too.
It was. And I wanted kids mainly to read it and be terrified of what would be left behind, you know? And that's what it turned into, and it's published.
Yeah.
And it's available on Amazon and pretty soon Kindle and Walmart.
Yeah.
And just everywhere. I'm going on a small book signing tour. I start my first book signing tour is April 23rd here at the mall.
Cool.
From 6 to 9 p.m. I wanted to start everything from here, where
local.
It all came from. Yeah. Strangely, St. Clair Publications here in McMinnville. Stanley St. Clair.
Yes.
No relation.
Right.
But he's quickly,
he's
quickly becoming a father figure / mentor to me.
He's a nice guy.
He's amazing. He helped me make the book better. He helped me get points across better. And he's my publisher. He's made everything really happen for me. So he's amazing.
Well, there you go. And April 23rd.
April
23rd
is the first book signing. Yes. Okay. But the book is available now in paperback and hardcover on Amazon.
And what's the title of it?
Brandon's Choice.
Brandon's Choice.
Yes.
All right.
I like how the book turned from informational to the aftermath, because I have to say this, a lot of kids that go through this mentally don't think what the aftermath is going to be like.
Well, not just kids, it's just people in general.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, very much.
Because,
kids,
you know,
yes,
I've
I know
heard,
it's why we're here,
yeah,
but just in general.
I've heard, like, some of my friends in the past, like, since I've grown through this, kids that have tried and then the failed attempts, and then it just messes up with their face or whatever the case may be, and they don't realize, you know, and then they're mortified because of the damage they've done,
the loss of respect from those around them that look at them differently and treat them differently.
Yeah, and you don't want that, and you want to, and everybody should love each other for who they are and what they are. Because I always tell my son, and I know everybody else does this, you gotta love everybody for who they are. Because if we were all the same, we would be boring.
Yes, it'd be a big,
I mean,
world.
You got Justin with glasses, me with not, and you got the colored hair. I mean, this is pretty dynamic.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Very much.
Like, if I had everybody that looked the same, I'd be like, can we do something else? Like, this
no,
is boring.
You can't. Sorry, you can't.
I know, right?
It's just a world of robots.
I think it's great that we're all uniquely made. So, anyways, I had to say that.
It's okay.
It's wonderful.
Now it's your turn.
I was going to say, so the book, once again, Brandon's Choice, available on Amazon right now. Got a book signing coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, here at the 3-Star Mall. And I want to throw this in as well. You want to contact the center for some help?
Oh, yes.
They can reach out to you.
Absolutely. You can go to Bedstein Outreach on Facebook. You can reach us through contact information through bedsteenoutreach.org. Or you can contact me 24 hours a day, John Sinclair on Facebook. We're always there 24 hours a day. Somebody will always be there to talk to you, come over and visit with you, sit with you, cry with you, scream with you, jog with you.
Yeah.
Eat a lot of burritos or chicken nuggets with you.
Sure.
It's just whatever you need.
And if you don't want to call somebody local, because there might be a stigma, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, 800-273-TALK.
Boom.
Somebody's also always there.
Always available, yes.
Always.
There are resources, and trust me, your life is too valuable.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to help you. John, appreciate you stopping by. Looking forward to getting a copy of this book and reading it.
Thank you
very much. Hey, keep it right here on WOW Country.